America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Dickerson, Bostic, Cows here with you, and joining us on the fan hotline is our man, Bill Hillgrove. Did you call him, Cows? Okay, there he is. Hey, Billy, how you doing?
I'm great. How about you guys?
We're doing pretty good. You know, we got this game tonight. Exciting game. Syracuse, they have one loss on the season. This is a big game for the Pitt Panthers. How you feeling right now? Initial thoughts? I know that we're hours and hours away from kickoff, but you wake up on a game day, you kind of have those initial thoughts and thinking how the game might go. Pitt coming off of essentially a bye week. How you feeling right now, Billy?
Well, it's going to be a tough test, I think, and the Panthers are going to have to be ready to play the full game. Those comebacks in September, they're history. This is like, this is the meat of the season. And I think every game from now on out is going to be a dogfight.
There's no doubt. And Bill, you called every one of Larry Fitzgerald's games at Pitt. And you know, he's being honored tonight. College Football Hall of Famer, not a surprise. Canton is waiting for him in a couple years, I think. What are your recollections of him specifically? Any plays jump to mind that you had fun calling?
Yeah, there was a play at Texas A&M where he just went up and got the ball. Because what I always noticed about Larry, when the ball was in the air, he knew better than anybody on the field where it was going to come down. And he'd go to that spot, and, of course, with his gifts, his hands, leaping ability, he'd come down with it most of the time. I know it's a rough analogy, but I remember watching Bill Verdon patrol center field at Forbes Field for the Pirates. And he'd run to a spot, turn, and hold the glove out, and the ball would go into the glove. You know, that's an uncanny ability to know where it's going to be. And I think Larry had it better than anybody. And I remember talking to the late Dick Grote, who had a state police outing at Champion Lakes. And he was talking to a patrol, a state policeman from down east. And he said, how do you feel about Pitt's receivers? And he said, well, we have a darn good one in Antonio Bryant. And the guy said, well, he's not as good as a guy coming in next year, Larry Fitzgerald. I've seen him at Valley Forge. He's better. And guess what? The policeman was correct.
He definitely was. And Antonio Bryant was pretty good, a Biletnikoff winner himself. Bill, we have Alan Green coming on next, new Pitt Athletic Director. What are some of your initial thoughts? Paraphrasing a little bit here, but I do believe he stated that he hates losing more than he loves to win. And, that's refreshing to hear from a guy coming from Tennessee and knowing how good that program is and how good their athletic department is down there in the SEC. What are some of your initial thoughts on the new athletic director?
Well, I have some friends at Tennessee, and all of them speak highly of Alan. He's got foresight. He's completely in step with the current college landscape, and I think that augurs well for this program. So I think he was a correct choice. I wanted to be at the news conference yesterday. I left my house, I thought, in plenty of time. Unfortunately, there was some snarling of traffic in Monroeville, and it took me 25 minutes, and I still wasn't out of Monroeville. And I looked at my time left, and there's no way, and I'm not going to walk in late. So I missed the news conference, but I'm pretty sure that this is the correct choice for the University of Pittsburgh.
All right, Billy, we'll see you tonight, Pitt Syracuse. Have a good call with us, Pat Bostic, myself, Larry Richard. We're going to have some fun tonight.
Oh, absolutely. That's what it's all about, having fun.
Yes, sir. We'll see you.
See you tonight, Pard.
All right.
The best.
The
biz.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.